Well, I was playing baseball at first with my friends at Towson High School, and then we went home, and me, Scotty, and my two other friends started playing Nerf tag. And then Scotty got attacked first, and I heard him scream from across the street. And then when I went around the alley, I saw just his gun was there, but he wasn't there. And then the dog came after me, and that's when I got attacked.
And how are you doing right now? I mean, I see you. I mean, do you still are you still taking undergoing treatment for therapy or anything like that? Or I mean, I see a young man who's looks pretty healthy to me. I mean,
Yeah,
how are you doing?
I stopped physical therapy a while ago. I think it was like 4 years ago, I think. So yeah, I haven't had to do any of that for a while, so I'm doing pretty well.
Okay. What did you think of this whole, I mean, your parents went to Annapolis and dealing with the legislature and this whole court decision. What did you think of all that?
Well, I don't know. Proud of them, I guess.
Yeah.
I was happy that they're still fighting for it, even though my case is over. And they're not just doing it for me anymore. We're doing it more for everybody else now.
To protect people from dangerous dogs?
To make that and to make it easier for them to get justice for it.
And I have to ask, there are a lot of the pit bull owners who say, you know, you're targeting their dogs unfairly. I might have to lose my dog because if my landlord won't let me keep him. What do you say to all those people?
Well, I mean, it does sort of, it's upsetting that you have to get rid of your dog, but also it's a lot more upsetting if a child gets attacked by a dog.